Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Midnight Audio Theater, the weekly show where we bring you new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Ranella. Hello, everyone. Welcome back as we enter week three of what I am now calling our series run for this month and next. It's where we're running two episodic stories back-to-back from two of our favorite audio drama groups. But before we get to it, we did want to take a quick moment to point out some award events for audio dramas for not only writers, but producers and listener opportunities as well. As I'm sure some of you know, awards in audio drama are a bit far and few between sometimes, unfortunately. But there are some events that happen occasionally throughout the year, and two of those are going on right now. For writers, the Marion Thauer Brown Audio Drama Script Competition has its submission doors open until May 28th, with cash prizes to the first and second place winning scripts. There's a few details about submission requirements I don't have time to talk about here, but you can find all of that information at mtbscriptcompetition.com. That's all one word. There you'll find more details as well as how to submit your script and when winners will be announced. For those of you that have produced an audio drama already and want to have it heard, the NATF Hear Now Festival is currently accepting both recorded submissions and live performances for their 2016 Summer Festival. That deadline is coming up very soon with the cutoff date of March 1st. So that gives you about a week and some change to get in your submissions. You can find out more information about submitting your work to the festival by going to their webpage at hearnowfestival.org. And if you're looking to nominate your favorite audio drama for an award, you should keep an eye out for both the Parsec Awards and the Mark Time Awards, both of which will be starting up very soon. I don't believe either of them have opened their contest doors yet, but it should be happening very soon, especially for the Mark Time Awards, so keep your eyes open for that online. And good luck to anyone submitting to competitions. Now, back to the meat of our show. Came for audio drama? We're gonna get you audio drama. We're kicking things off tonight with Decoder Ring Theater's Deck Gibson and the tale of The Room with No View. After that, it's time for some post-apocalyptic drama with another episode from season one of Final Rune Productions' The Cleansed, entitled The Road. Enjoy!
Ace pilot and crack gunner of the feared Quasar Corps, he found himself drifting far from Earth's heavily guarded borders in the smoking remains of a damaged starfighter. That's where I found him. I control the Far Reach fleet. It's the mission of my commanders and their interstellar rocket ships to explore, to discover, to defend. Now he's one of them, soaring beyond frontiers of the galaxy never before seen by Earthling eyes. He is...
Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander! Tonight's episode, Deck Gibson and the Room with No View.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gibson. I'll be your interviewer.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
Your injuries have been tended to, I take it. You're feeling... equal to the task ahead?
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
I'll take all that timbre in your voice as an affirmative. Are you comfortable enough in your restraints? Yes? No? Do you have anything you'd like to say before we begin?
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
I see. Well... you'll be happy to know that your capture has already become system-wide news. Back at Cadre, they are absolutely frothing at the mouth to have you back in their custody. So much so that we've been given clearance here to go ahead and conduct this preliminary chat of ours. But have no worry. An entire Quasar Corps armada is on their way to escort you home. And once there, you'll be debriefed properly. And in full, I assure you.
Deck Gibson, Commander. Alpha EZ Pi.
Yes. So, you told the ground battalion captain when his troopers brought you in. That was, of course, after you sent over 2 dozen of them to triage. Very spry for a man whose landing craft had just been shot down by a plasma mortar. I see here in the captain's report that his men pursued you through the moon's canyons for over 2 hours. You field-rigged several landmines, lured half a company into a rock slide. Very impressive guerrilla tactics for a fighter pilot. And when they finally moved in, you disabled the rest hand to hand. I suppose it speaks well of your Quasar Corps training.
Deck Gibson, Commander. Alpha EZ Pi.
Of course, you have no doubt acquired many new skills since leaving the fold, shall we say.
Deck Gibson, Commander. Alpha EZ Pi.
Deck. May I call you Deck? Deck, do you have any knowledge of the current whereabouts of Lieutenant Jason McDowell? I believe you flew together before your... well, before you opted to discontinue your services with the Quasar Corps.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
The reason I ask, you see, is that he was in fact the one who lured you to that moon under the pretense of reconciling your past differences. Those being that he was dispatched from the solar system to assassinate you under Quasar Corps authority, if I recall correctly. Yet, when our agents were to rendezvous with Lieutenant McDowell, he failed to appear. I can only imagine that he realized the cadre is still, shall we say, suspicious of his failure to carry out that last mission. What confuses me is this. If he did realize that, regardless of his actions in this instance, he would still be facing the same kind of lengthy debriefing that awaits you, Deck, why did he bother? Do you think it was strictly for revenge? Setting you up, I mean.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
No theories, then? Very well. We'll move on. I'm far more curious about that famous ship of yours. As you know, every division in the Quasar Corps, from research and design to intelligence, has been dying to get their hands on a far-reach vessel. Unfortunately, after you were secured, your ship was nowhere to be found. Space forces combed the sector. So where did that famous rocket disappear to?
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
No? Oh, well. Why be greedy? You're the real prize, after all. What you can tell us about the far-reach fleet is every bit as valuable. Probably more so than some cold piece of hardware. For instance, tell me about control, Deck.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
You know, that's interesting. I see here that you've spent time in interrogation before. Taken prisoner by the Abyssinact Consortium during a botched strafing run. Then it was Deck Gibson, Lieutenant, Echo Ontario 885. This must be like deja vu.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
After the Quasar Corps toppled the Consortium, all of their confidential data was, of course, appropriated. I see in your Abyssinact interrogator's notes that you repeated your name, rank, and serial number 583 times over a 2-week period. His notes also indicate that number is double what any other soldier managed. They all broke, didn't they? But not you, Deck.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
Abyssinact interrogation methods were legendary in their time. They teach 3 chapters on them at the Academy. I see they used barium striping on you, calcium magnets on your joints, 26 straight hours of alpha wave manipulation.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
And none of it worked, did it? You held out. But you see, Deck, I have something that the Consortium didn't have.
Deck Gibson, Commander, Alpha EZ Pi.
I have your family. They're here, Deck. Your mother, your brother William, All except your father, I'm afraid.
My father? Why? What have you done to him?
Us? Why, nothing at all. He's a citizen of Earth in good standing. It's the mandate of the Quasar Corps to protect citizens of Earth in good standing. Or have you forgotten?
What have you done with my father?
As I said, nothing at all. He simply refused to see you.
What?
He refused to come here when he was notified of your capture. He doesn't want to see you.
I don't believe that. Not for a second. You're lying.
Is it really so surprising, Deck? Your father was a soldier too, wasn't he? A pilot like yourself?
He flew a Comet Tail fighter for over 20 years. His call sign was Titan. He received every honor a Quasar Corps jock can put in a display case.
Patriot? Well, you can hardly blame him then. Your betrayal of Earth must have cut him the deepest.
I've tried to explain it to him. I've sent recorded transmissions.
Oh, yes, your voice diaries. I understand the Quasar Corps has intercepted several dozen of those. They're a source of great amusement at Cadre.
I want to talk to my father.
Quid pro quo. Simply answer one of my questions and I'll let you see them all. Tell me about control, Deck.
Deck Gibson, Commander Alpha EZ Pi.
Very good, Deck. Very good indeed. You're quite mentally resilient. I was almost positive that would be enough. Tell me about control, Deck.
Deck Gibson, Commander Alpha EZ Pi.
Deck, I'm not asking for you to divulge this being's location or reveal any sensitive tactical information or technologies. I'm asking you to tell me about control, your personal impressions.
You have my voice diaries, as you call them.
That's true, but for one thing, we have to assume you knew any transmissions to Earth would be intercepted. Therefore, any information contained within is highly suspect. For another, your accounts in those recordings, they're rather romanticized. Not terribly insightful, really. More like the musings of a lovesick boy. I believe it's called Florence Nightingale Syndrome. Very old term, that. She rescued you from certain death. A certain level of affection is only natural. However, you are aware how serious a crime interspecies relations are. Ah, the penalty is more severe than defection, than treason. So perhaps you'd like to amend some of those statements.
Deck Gibson, Commander Alpha EZ Pi.
Did you know, Deck, that you're the first person in the history of Earth to be declared non-human? It's true. Legally, I can't even recognize you as a human being. I can afford you no rights or protection as a pure-blooded member of our race. All of this is merely courtesy on my part. And like anything else, it has limits.
Mister, I've been to a place without limits.
And perhaps that's deluded you into believing that you are without any yourself. Allow me to reintroduce you to some. That is a pointless expenditure of your energy, Deck. These aren't the lowly battalion troopers you trounced so thoroughly. The guards here in our little covert facility are sentinels. Second gen, in fact. There have been many advancements in Quasar Corps technology in your absence. They're only about 20% human. The rest is solid titanium. One of them is more than a match for even you. Now, pay close attention to that wall there. I know this room seems terribly drab and claustrophobic, but it does come with some special features. Do you recognize that, Deck?
Zero gravity chamber.
Quite right, yes. Place him inside and seal the chamber, please. I brace myself, Deck. Sudden loss of gravity can be quite jarring. You see?
This is what passes for torture in the Quasar Corps these days. Gravity deprivation.
If you're such a fan of my personal file, then you know I'm field-rated in zero-G combat. I logged more hours on the anti-grav survival course than any other jock in my fighter squadron.
Yes, but this is something new. You'll notice these gentlemen to my immediate right and left with the flame chargers. You've seen fire in the total absence of gravity before, yes? In the aforementioned training, and in more than a few situations out there in the field, your records indicate. So you know it takes on a liquid quality. It's quite beautiful to look at. But again, as you know, it's still fire. The real brilliance is in the oxygenation levels of the chamber. By controlling them, we can prevent you from actually coming aflame. Oh, you'll be burned. Quite badly. But the fire won't spread. In essence, you're burned alive without actually burning, allowing the process to go on for hours. Quite ingenious. Like so. You see? To date, it's been the most effective interrogation method in the Quasar Corps catalog. Now, shall we proceed? Or do you suddenly see how simple and reasonable my request is? Just tell me about control, Deck.
Deck Gibson, Commander Alpha EZ Pi.
Very well. You know, Deck, I do admire you. In a way. This is really becoming quite tiresome, Deck. You're running out of flesh, and I'm finally running out of patience.
Deck Gibson, Commander.
I really can't fathom what you hope to accomplish. When you were held under interrogation by the Abasanat Consortium, you had the hope of rescue to cling to. You knew the Quasar Corps was closing in. You knew it was only a matter of time before they seized the Consortium's holdings. What are you clinging to in this instance? You have no hope of rescue. No one is coming for you. Your efforts are sorely misplaced, my friend. They're futile. Everyone breaks. It's been scientifically proven for centuries. Like water eroding a mountain, it is only a matter of time. Time and pressure. Tell me about control, Deck. Start with something small. Anything. You'll find it gets much easier after that.
Deck. Gibbs.
Tell me about control, Deck.
She.
Yes?
She.
That's right, Deck. Come on now. It's time. It's time to let go. All of it. It is time to tell me. Come. She.
She is worth more than 100 pounds of my flesh.
You know, my admiration was misplaced. You are not resilient, just stupid. A stupid, lovelorn little man. This is exactly why I prefer to have sentinels under my command. Emotion is the mortal enemy of efficiency. This is where your emotions have landed you, Deck. Sedition, treason, alien infection. And now you'll die in worse agony than any being in history. All because of your emotional attachment to an entity that, for all you know, is just a figment of your imagination.
Deck? Deck? Can you hear me?
Control?
Yes, Deck.
Where? What is this place?
What does it look like?
Like another world. A liquid world. I'm floating in some kind of bubble. Is this your home world?
Yes.
How did I get here? How did you manage to rescue me from the Quasar Corps?
I haven't rescued you from them, Deck. At least, not in the physical sense.
Then what?
When you became a commander of the Far Reach Fleet, I knew all too well that this possibility existed. The possibility of your capture by the Quasar Corps. So when I found you, drifting unconscious in your starfighter, I implanted the suggestion of this world deep in your mind. A place where you could escape the pain.
So, I'm still in the zero-gravity chamber. My body is still being flayed.
I'm afraid so.
And you're not really here, either.
Just a suggestion of my being, with access to enough information to answer your questions. Your memories of me supply the rest.
And they can't reach me here?
No, Deck. No, you're safe. From the pain. From their questions. Deck? Deck, are you all right?
I was just picturing that interviewer's face when he realizes the lights are on, but no one's home.
What lights do you speak of? I don't follow.
You mean my memories of you suggest you wouldn't follow?
I suppose so.
He's going to have to go back to Kadra and tell them he got nothing from me. I may be just one big blister right about now, but between the two of us, I feel sorrier for him.
Listen to me, Deck. You can't stay here. Too long and you'll never get back to yourself.
Get back? Why would I want to do that, Control? Let them break my body down to nothing. As far as the human race's technology has advanced, we still don't know that much about our own minds. Maybe this piece of me can stay here, with you.
You have to go back, Deck. But you can take something with you. When I created this place, I also created tools to help you free yourself.
You think of everything, Control.
When you return to full consciousness, you will have access to a brief but intense psionic pulse.
You mean, like telekinesis?
Yes. You'll only have the mental strength for one burst. I'm afraid human brains simply haven't evolved to a point where they can handle telepathy. So focus carefully.
What about the pain?
I'll weaken your receptors and boost your healing process. It will only be temporary, but it will allow you to function at 40% below optimum levels.
Well, that'll get me out of the room. How do I escape the station?
I can't tell you that. But you can do it. I know you can. The Far Reach One is keyed to your biological signature, Deck. It won't be far from your location, running in stealth mode.
I don't want to leave.
You're not. You're coming back to me.
I'll do what I can.
I know, Deck.
Deck? Deck? Answer me, Gibson. Answer me now.
I'm sorry. It was rude of me to drift off like that.
You had us worried, Deck. Your synapses stopped firing. We couldn't bring you back, no matter what we tried. That would have been very irritating.
Well, don't worry. I'm back now.
Good. Then we can continue. What's going on? Why isn't he responding?
How about you let me ask you a question, Mr. Interviewer?
How the hell are you doing this?
The question is, what happens when you introduce a sudden graviton force to a zero-G environment?
Get him out of there, now! Gibson? What are you doing? Gibson! The chamber's breached. Activate emergency protocols. Fire! Gibson. How did you...
I tried to tell you before. I've been to a place without limits. Now I could kill you where you lay, but I'm not going to do that, Mr. Interviewer. No. I think it would do you some good to experience the kind of mercy you've never shown another living being placed in your charge.
You will never get out of this place alive.
There you go, imposing limits again.
Deck? Can you hear me?
Control?
Yes, Deck. Welcome back.
Where am I?
The Far Reach One. You're in a stasis bubble. Don't try to move.
What are these things crawling all over me?
Those are stem beetles.
They look like maggots eating my flesh.
Actually, they're repairing your skin. They convert consumed genetic material into unspecialized cells. They're creating new epidermal tissue and grafting it onto your body.
You're kidding.
No. When they're finished, you will function at an optimum level of efficiency.
You mean I'll be good as new?
That's an analogous statement, yes.
I had you pegged right in my mind.
I'm sure that you did.
Tell me this isn't a dream. Or another secret garden you grew in the back of my brain. Tell me I really made it out of that place in one piece.
You really did. You're home again.
Ah, good. Good. So, was that really your homeworld I saw? In my mind?
My homeworld? No. I implanted nothing of my origins in your brain, Deck.
Oh, I see. That must have just been the place I always pictured you coming from.
Oh? What did it look like?
Heaven.
And so, as time heals all wounds, so does space salve a tormented soul, allowing him to carry on, exploring, discovering, defending, for he is... Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander!
Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander, Episode 3, Deck Gibson and the Room with No View, was written by Matt Wallace and directed by Greg Taylor. Jonathan Lear starred as Deck, with Leslie Livingston as Control. The interviewer was played by Peter Nichol. Your announcer was Michael Booth. This recording is the property of Decoder Ring Theater. The script, story, characters, and all other rights remain the exclusive property of their author and creator, Matt Wallace. Please join us next time for more adventure at DecoderRingTheater.com.
Final Rune Productions presents The Cleansed, Episode 3, The Road. Refuge, night. The dwellers are moving. David and Chris investigate.
I think they're headed towards us.
What kind of idiots are they? Walking right toward us across the plain. We've got long-range rifles and 500 feet of field in front of us. Surely they know we've posted a guard.
They made no mystery about their plans, right?
Punish us.
It just doesn't make sense.
Hold.
What?
I lost them.
What?
They were approaching. They were approaching the next rise. Now...
Nothing. No one there. Well, they couldn't have gone...
That's what I'm worried about. That's it!
From the north side!
Everyone, calm down! Come on, people, we're better than this!
David!
Jonas, what's the fields? They're burning!
But they wouldn't, they'll kill us!
Yes, David!
Damn it, they're fired! Okay, we need... Do you have the hoses out?
We don't have any power.
It's too early. Let the pumps or water tower.
But if we run out of that water, David...
If we don't save that food, we're done for, too. Come on!
Our fuel star, all on a stranger's account.
Will you help me or stand in my way?
What can I do?
Get the hoses rolled out, look the holes, get enough people to run a chain of buckets in case that doesn't work.
Okay.
I'm glad we built this up.
Good use of the extra power.
Come on, take that hose in. Follow me.
Yep.
Okay, pass that hose.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There we go.
No good, David. It's leaking.
We can still do it.
Too fast. It'll never get to the fire. You want to waste that kind of water? Damn it.
Buckets it is.
Buckets? David, look at that.
Jonas, for God's sake, help us do this.
One, two, three, go!
Open the gate! Okay, next leg. Here we go. One, two, three, go!
Oh my God!
Where's our cover? Lost. Jonas, it's all lost.
It's all lost.
The woods, near the mouth of the Penobscot.
Look at it. Nearly dry. One hell of a drought, huh?
It gets deeper downstream. It should still be running. Are we really headed that far?
Where did you think we were going?
Well, the dwellers are that way. We're not supposed to go there. It's part of the truce.
Believe me, the truce is done for.
Why, John?
Forget it. Let's keep going.
Look, why don't you answer her question?
We don't have time to...
John! John!
Lay off me!
You're not well, John.
Oh, I'm sure.
Quiet, kid.
Your damn stomach, John, it's purple.
Small infection.
What's happening, Maria?
He's out. He's all white. Whatever caught him took him down.
We've got to go back for help.
Back?
What else are we going to do, Maria? We're in the wilderness.
There have to be more people, right? Someone who can...
We're out here alone, Maria.
Damn it, Luke. You know what's going to happen if we go back.
Well, he brought this on himself, not us.
The rest of everything depends on this man.
Yeah, that's what he wants us to think.
Well, I believe him now. Think. If you want to go get help, go out there and get it. I'll stay here and I'll watch him.
Okay. All right. Maria, don't go anywhere.
I won't, Luke.
Okay. I'll be back in a bit.
The following day, Corinth Slag Pits.
You want to hear about the day that everything changed pretty big time for me? Yeah, sure, why not? I'm an open book. That was the night the power came back on. The night of the big party. I didn't party. It was quiet in my apartment, but I heard them reveling out in the streets until light crept through the window. Lots of people slept late that day, but not me. I was sore. Sore as I ever was, but I took my sledge and I walked down to the slag crew. I did it because that's what I wanted to do. I really did. I was happy playing by their rules. I was happy to go along with things and keep my nose clean. I was fine with everything until they did what they did. That's when it changed.
What happened?
They found someone in the slag.
Someone?
Girl. Pretty thing from town. She don't look so pretty anymore.
That's up on my ridge. Crap. I've never seen this girl in my life. You can't accuse me.
She was done in with a hammer just like yours and dumped in your slag. What do you think we'll believe?
I didn't do it. What's going on here?
Get your nose out of this.
They're doing it, Luce. Like we always thought they would. Doing something to make an example out of us.
Shut it!
Don's my partner. We've been digging 3 years together. I've never seen him do anything like this.
Grab your hammer and find a new slag, Luce. There's no place for you here.
He didn't do it.
It's none of your business. Move on.
I don't swing without him.
You know the penalty for murder?
Hey, hands off me.
You want to press me, Lucian boy?
Let him go.
Show the rotten sons they are, Lucian. They can't do this.
No! No! No!
I told you to pick up your hammer, and you damn well better. This man here committed a crime which we don't tolerate in this city. And you better never forget that. You get me, Lush?
Yeah.
Then get moving. You still got a quota.
Corinth, High Council Chambers.
Please allow me to introduce myself. No, that won't be necessary. You know all about me and my games. This won't take long. Where were we? Let's see. There was Sea Day, the great day of bread and circuses, and then it was time to parade me before the council and get the wheels moving again. The council. Babbling heads, infatuated with their own importance, signifying nothing. A group of barking dogs yapping at the wheels of the world as the wheels grinded right on past them. You can always get what you want when you throw the dog a bone.
So, our loyal servant.
Richard.
Well, Council welcomes you. Don't we, Council?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Welcome, Saul.
Good to see you.
Here. Take a seat.
This is a place of honor.
Well, for a most honorable man.
Well met, Council of the New Republic.
And it is truly a new day since that maniac, the Prophet, has been denounced. Mm-hmm. We have restored power. We have hosted a celebration like none this city has seen in a decade. And today, the real work begins, which is why you are here, Saul.
I understand.
Are you prepared, then, to work as the public calls?
As your loyal servant.
Good. Then let's talk of the latest threat, Councilors. Even as we throw down one wicked monster more, sprout in its place. Like dandelions after a rain. Now, while we may have made great progress, to realize our destiny, we must have continued diligence.
Of course. Yeah.
We have troublemakers in our own streets. Those who would take the newfound power and use it to undermine us or mistreat their fellow men.
Yes, of course.
Now, to them, we have a show of force.
Mm-hmm.
From today forward, all crimes in the Republic shall be considered crimes against the state.
Yes.
I nominate our own Captain Saul to be head of the Honor Guard who shall maintain order on our streets.
Ah, congratulations.
Hear, hear, hear. Well, how happy I would be if this were all of our troubles. But there is another threat which comes to us from the West.
I had heard of this.
Yes, there's a man who leads them. A band of refugees and the lost riffraff who are better disappearing from our world. He's a madman, claiming he's been sent from heaven to restore order to our world.
Oh, ignore him, he'll go away.
He's just a pest.
Yes, well, if only we could, Councilors. But he has attracted too large a group of followers to ignore him. Which, Saul, is why the Republic must ask one more responsibility of you. Saul, will you and the most elite among you prepare to fight this madman and make him rue the day he set foot on this city?
I'll need guns.
We have guns.
And men.
Yes, we have those as well. What we need now are results. Vanquish this enemy so that we may glory in the progress of the new Republic.
To the new Republic!
Hear, hear. Saul, before you go.
Yes, my liege?
There is the matter of the boy.
He will bring us what you want, on my honor.
So the councilors, they will hear about him. Already word's spreading.
In the confusion, John's loyalists broke him free. These hooligans are the reason why we need me establishing order on the street.
Yes, that's very true. So?
So he will tell us what we want him to tell us. Give me time.
Time is a precious commodity, Saul.
It's the only wealth I treasure, Richard. You have my word. I'll have your answer soon. He knows where to find profit.
How do you know?
I know.
The soup people named me Ezekiel after a book they read. One of the few people understood after the breaking. The end times, some called them. Well, maybe it was the end. But if it was, it was all I ever knew. How to slink through the dark tunnels like a rat. How to hunt above side. How to vanish into the soup when the gangs were after you. It was all I knew. And it seemed enough. And then I met John Prophet.
Okay, Amos, when we get up there, what are you doing?
You distract the guard, I grab the food, then we hightail back.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, okay, ma'am. Two cans only for you today. One protein, one vegetable.
Two cans? How can someone live off of two cans of food?
I don't make the rules, ma'am.
But what about me? She has a kid.
Is that right? You're a mother?
What? No, he's not my child.
Hey! Hey, you rat! You damn sewer rat! Hey! Hey, we got a Subi here! Back up, please!
Amos, here we go! Amos! Amos, hey! The door!
Sorry, Zeke.
End of the road, you little turd.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
All right. You made me.
Let go of the kid.
Mr. Prophet, I'm sorry.
Are we so far gone you're about to kill a child? Come here, kid. What's wrong, Zeke?
I don't know.
Can't you move?
John, help me. He's gotta...
You're so far gone, you'll kill a child?
You would.
I had to.
Prophet!
Won't hurt.
Prophet! Prophet!
I've gotta save myself, Zeke.
Won't hurt.
Trouble sleeping.
Shh.
Shush now.
You!
It's only me.
No!
Shh! You're free now, remember? We talked through this. I helped you out of there. Me and your brave friends went into the Republic stronghold and pulled you out.
It's over.
If you want it to be. I'm trying to help you, Zeke.
What happened to Prophet?
I don't know about him, do you? What happened, Zeke?
He left me.
Oh, he left us all?
But... no. We were... he was... like a father.
I know.
So why did he go?
I'm sorry, Zeke. We're all hoping you can tell us that. You know where he went, don't you?
He said not to tell anyone.
Meaning the Republic, of course. The bad guys. Not your friends.
He said it was all going to be different. We'd go back to the old ways. And now, it's worse than it ever was.
I know. Zeke, I followed John too. For almost 10 years. Did you know that?
No. How come you didn't live with us then?
I've always been aloof. But that doesn't mean I can't be on your side. All I want to know is where John is going now.
You gotta do something for me first.
Yes?
Do you think the night we were taken, there was some really important stuff on the train?
I remember that.
Do you think it's still there? Can we get it before the bad people do?
It's possible. Is that what you want?
I want it to be back like it was.
I know.
But, yeah, that would be okay.
Very well.
Saul!
Yes?
You want to fight them? The Republic?
Yes.
Then why do you wear their clothes?
Appearance... it's but an illusion. dear Zeke. What matters is what's in your heart.
And in your heart, you want to destroy the Republic?
Most absolutely.
Okay.
You have friends that want to see you.
I mean, okay. I'll do it. I'll tell you.
Good. You're doing a service to everyone.
You know I hate him now.
Prophet.
He left me behind like I was nothing to him. Is that what a dad's supposed to do?
Careful of your words, Zeke. You never know what'll come back to haunt you.
I know what I'm saying.
Good night, Zeke. He's ready for visitors. Zeke? Zeke!
Oh, thank God, boy, thank God! Are you okay? Did they hurt you?
I hate him. I hate him.
The woods alongside the river.
Zeke. Sorry, boy.
John.
The Republic. We need to get out.
John!
What? It's bad, isn't it?
Are you with me now?
Yeah. Blurry.
Damn you. You pretend everything was okay.
It'll be fine. Just trust me.
You keep saying that. Why? Why do you need to keep reminding me?
Not far. Just...
John! John!
Yeah, I'm here.
John, please. Stay with me. Please. John!
Yeah. Hey, you can... You have to leave me. Can you do that?
We're getting help.
It's not far. Downstream. Half a mile, maybe less. I remember a stand of oaks.
Oaks? John, we're in the middle of the woods.
There's a trunk. It splits in three. Never seen anything like it. I put it there.
Put what?
You'll find it. Just get it and come back.
I can't leave you.
There's no point in you staying. Go on.
John!
Go!
The woods. Luke has separated from Maria in a desperate search for help, and he finds it, of sorts, in his adopted mother, Sam.
Jesus! Luke!
Sam!
You scared the hell out of me, kid. Where's Maria? What happened?
Well, Prophet, he's not well.
I could have told you that. Idiot has an infection that will make him see UFOs, and now he's running off in the woods?
She's with him. We were... I don't know, I just...
Damn it! Kid, neither of you have any idea what you're getting into. Do you realize that?
I'm sorry.
You're almost 20 and dumber than a 2-year-old. You're lucky you're not dead. And it's only started.
Please, Mom.
Maria, we need to get Maria back.
And John.
Oh, to hell with John. Where did you leave your sister?
This way, come on.
All right, bend in the river. Low bed of rocks. And there it is. The triple oak. This is crazy. Ugh. All right. Okay, a little tricky. Oh. Okay, now what the hell did he... Well, would you look at that. This is a canoe. And this is in good condition. John, you are still full of surprises. All right. Easy. Easy, Maria. Okay. We got paddles. See if you can still steer one of these, huh? A little big for one girl, but not too bad. Alright, yeah, doesn't tip. Just needs a little finesse. John! Hey, John! Found your boat! John! John! Hey, John! 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 John!
Oh, good.
What now, John?
Unzip my bag.
Yeah?
Plastic bottle.
Okay.
Pills.
Pills?
Oh, you gotta treasure them. Just half.
There's nothing left of them, just dust.
Dust'll do. Hand them over. Thanks. Oh. Oh. Maria, are you with me?
What? Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it or do you believe it, Maria?
I don't know.
Because what we're trying to do, Maria, is more important than the things I've had to do all along the way. We're not talking about a few people dying here and there. We're talking about the end of a dream. Do you understand?
You talk big, John.
This is big. Do you know what they're gonna do if no one stops them?
Who is they, John? The Dwellers?
The Republic. Didn't I tell you about the Republic?
No.
They're the same gang of fools who got us into this. They got a ship, they have men, guns, they've even got missiles.
Missiles?
Fire from the sky. Turn a city block into rubble. They can control them from hundreds of miles away. Have a robot drop them.
No. No one can do that anymore. The technology's gone.
The Republic has it, Maria. That's what I'm saying. They won't be happy until they control the world, and their idea of control is to blow the crap out of anyone that doesn't agree with them.
They can't.
They can. We thought it was all gone, but they stashed just enough of the old stuff so they could come back again, try to make it like it was all over again. We can't let that happen, Maria.
Why, John? Why are you trying to convince me?
Because, Maria, you and me, we have to get in that canoe.
No!
You have to!
But Luke! Luke is coming back for me!
Luke will follow you, Maria, if you go. But if you don't, you both will go back, and if you go back...
John, you don't know what you're asking.
I do, Maria. I know because I've had to do the same thing myself. Everything, every bit of happiness I ever could have had, my chance to be a real person, a father, I forgot it all so I could fight this fight. And now I'm asking you to do the same.
I don't know.
You've got to make up your mind, girl. Can you do that?
I don't know.
You're a tough kid. You get that from your mother. But where's your resolve?
I have plenty.
Then make up your mind.
Screw you. You're going to die out here.
I'll die. You're damn right I'll die. But not without fighting those bastards till the final day. Now tell me, Maria. Are you going to get in that canoe or not?
But Luke...
He'll figure it out. Come on.
Okay. Just give me some space.
Whatever you need. Just hope you're a good paddler.
I've guided a lot of these.
And I'll follow your lead. Come on.
They were right here.
Oh.
Look, they were here. I don't...
Luke! What is going on?
Maria! Maria!
What's going on?
They were right here, okay?
Are you sure? Everything looks the same.
Yes, I'm sure, okay?
But there's no way they... Maria! Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
Maria!
I can't do this.
It gets easier. It really does.
It gets easier.
The Refuge.
It's out. You had to drain the water tower. It's out.
Chris, what happened to the riders? Disappeared? Guess they just wanted to slow us down fighting then, I guess.
It was good enough to see our crops go up in flames. Don't care to stay around to see the results.
We'll plant again, David.
All that seed and the water.
We have enough. We have time, David. It's only September.
There are a lot of mouths to feed, Jonas.
We still have the animals. And We can get in green, so we lose some potatoes.
I can't listen to you, Jonas. I can't. Oh, gone for you, Prophet. My wife, my children, our home. Within one day, you've destroyed everything. And you wonder why we still hate you after all these years. Damn you!
Corinth, the slag pits.
You can only do so much to a man, no matter what he's made of. He's gonna snap one day. If you heat him up enough and put the iron to him, you can't account for what happens next. You just can't.
All right, day's done. Report to the rail car.
Done. The bastards kill you and now they go on working. Without missing a beat.
Not you.
What?
Come on!
What's going on?
This is the one?
Yep.
I understand you need a lesson in authority.
No.
Shut up!
What are you gonna do, beat an innocent man?
I said, shut it.
Hey, don't hit him where he can't swing a hammer!
I heard you forgot your place. Your job is to break up slag and keep your mouth shut. You don't tell your boss whether he's wrong or right.
He killed a man. My friend.
Murdered the Admiral's good friend.
Criminals!
What's that?
I said, you're a bunch of criminals. Your whole lot.
You're the criminal, Slag. Why else are you down
here? This is for Don!
Hey, get off me!
He worked hard for you! He worked hard for you!
You can't do that! You can't strike a guard!
I'm done!
Hey, what's happening?
You did this!
Oh, God!
You did this!
Hey, calm down, Lou!
You rotten bastard!
Please, Lou!
You killed Don! You bastard!
You tell me what you're doing!
Don!
No!
I didn't want this! I didn't want this! Don!
Visit thecleansed.com for full cast and crew credits, original episode art, character bios, behind-the-scenes video, and more. The Cleansed is a Final Room production. Find more free audio stories at www.finalroom.com. That's FINALRUNE.com.
That was The Cleansed, Episode 3, The Road, by Final Rune Productions. Before that was Duck Gibson and The Room with No View, by Decoder Ring Theater. For more information and episodes from these two groups, visit thecleansed.com and decoderringtheater.com. And that's it for tonight! Don't forget to check out those audio drama competitions going on right now and in the near future. We'll post the links on our website over this weekend. That'll be at midnightaudiotheater.com. And if you know of any competitions that we haven't mentioned that you'd like us to mention on our show, give us a shout by emailing us at midnightaudiotheater@gmail.com or by sending us a message on our Facebook page. We'll be back with more Decoder Ring and Final Rune next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Kathy Ranella. Thanks for tuning in. BBC World News is up next.